A man by the name of George Wilson was convicted of robbing the U.S. mail and was sentenced to hang. President Andrew Jackson pardoned him. And he refused the pardon. So Chief Justice Marshall, it went before him, and he concluded that Wilson would have to be executed. He said, "A pardon is a slip of paper, the value of which is determined by the acceptance of the person to be pardoned. If it is refused, it is no longer a pardon. George Wilson must be hanged." You know, think about who in their right mind would refuse a pardon. It just doesn't make sense. All right, when a pardon is being offered, who would refuse a pardon for a certain death sentence, right? And clearly, those who refuse the pardon, they're just not thinking clearly. In Acts chapter 2, Peter preached a sermon to some of the very same people that not long before that were crying out concerning Jesus, "Crucify him, crucify him." Right? So he's preaching to some of the very same people that cried out for him to be put to death. And when he preached his sermon here, he made it clear that the person that they cried to have executed was the Messiah and the Christ, and he laid out evidence for that. And of course, he had some folks here. They were understandably upset and frantic for a pardon. Right, in verses 36 and 37. And then in an incredible act of mercy, God offered forgiveness or a pardon to those who would repent and be baptized in verse 38. So on that day, thousands of people, we read verse 41, accepted God's pardon. Sadly, many refused that pardon. The scholars believe there's well over 1 million people there that day for Pentecost, and just 3,000 accepted the pardon. So, you know, today the same offer stands. Not only can we receive forgiveness at baptism, that pardon, Mark 16, 15 and 16, 1 Peter 3 and verse 21, but, you know, we can receive a pardon for the sins that we've committed. So why would anyone ever reject that pardon, right? And be under a certain death sentence? Right, without Christ, we are under a certain death sentence. And so the question here this evening for us is, you know, are you accepting or refusing God's pardon? If we can help you in any way spiritually this evening, please let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.